Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Yud Beis Amid Beis, Erevin 12b, pagination page 24, the end of the top line. The case over here is a fascinating one, in which you had a mavui, an alleyway, that was almost ready to go. It needed a lechi or a korah in order to fix it and make it good. And the Gemara will make a distinction whether you use a lechi or a korah, whether it becomes a rishus hayachid or not. Let's picture the case. Person is standing in rishus harabim, public area, and he throws something into the mavli. Before the mavli gets this fixing of a lechi or a korah, it is not a rishus hayachid. It's not a private area yet. Then you put up the lechi or the korah, and we need to think to ourselves, what did the lechi or the korah do? The Gemara maintains that a lechi is a start of a mechitza. It's the start of a partition. And if until now you had two walls, now you have the start of the third wall. If until now you had three walls, now it's the start of the fourth wall. And whatever it is that you had before, lechi now makes it a rishus hayachid, because it's the start of a partition. Korah, in contrast, is a demarcation. It's a mark. It's a warning that you're leaving the mavli. But the mavli doesn't change. The mavli is whatever it always was. Just that this is a line, like the start line or the finish line in a race. It's a line, nothing more. If so, the status of the mavli didn't change. If until now it was rishus hayachid, it's a rishus hayachid. If until now it was rishus harabim or karmelis, a non-definitive private domain, so then it's still a non-definitive private domain. It's not private. And when you throw from rishus harabim to rishus hayachid, if you fixed it with a lechi, its status changed and now it's more private. If you fixed it with a korah, its status didn't change. It's just that now the Chachamim allowed you to carry in this alcove, this alley, and until now they didn't allow you to carry in this alcove or alley. But the status didn't change. It's still not partitioned from rishus harabim, which means it's not a rishus hayachid. In very simple terms, you could have a case where you fixed it with a lechi, it's considered a partition, it becomes a rishus hayachid, and so if you throw from rishus harabim to rishus hayachid, you were in violation. Whereas if the same mavli was fixed with a crossbeam, and you threw from rishus harabim to the mavli, you weren't allowed to do it until you put up the korah. But putting up the korah doesn't make it permitted because it's a rishus hayachid. Putting up the korah makes it permitted because now there's a line between this alleyway that services the people of this alcove. And until now, there was no line separating them from rishus harabim. It sounds fine, but its ramification is enormous. Either it's building a partition, or it's simply making a line which makes it permitted. Let's see the text. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Mavui shelo nishtatfu bo, a mavui that they did not join together using the bread that's described as an Erev Chatzeros, Hechshiro belechi, if you fix it with a lechi, the upright, which makes it the beginning of a partition, Hazorek l'socho chayiv, because you fixed it in a way that started the partition. Hechshiro bikora, if you made a beam, Hazorek l'socho potur, then when you throw from the public to the alleyway, you're potter, because it's still not a private area. It's just that they said this public area is now marked off. It doesn't have as many passers-by, and therefore it's permitted. Okay. Maskipla Rav Sheshes asked, Taimo Delonish Tatfa, what does it mean, excuse me, that, sorry, that they didn't do the Erev Chatzeros, and that has some impact on this. Hanishtatfu bo, but if they would have done the joining with the bread, afilu achshere bekora nami chayiv, then suddenly with the kora you're going to be chayiv. V'chikikazu asa oso rishus hayochre rishus harabim. What does the loaf of bread accomplish in terms of whether it's rishus hayochre rishus harabim? The way we always understand this is that it first has to be walled in, and then you have to join the walled-in people with the loaf of bread. But first they got to be walled in. And lechi and korah has to do with walling in. The loaf has to do, once you're walled in, let's join and become one. V'atanya, we all know, chatzeru sharabim avol she'enu mefulashim, if you have alleyways of this neighborhood public, it's not the real public, but it's their own level of public. Bein irvu, bein lo irvu, azarek l'sochen chayiv. If you throw into it, since it's enclosed, it's a violation. It's considered a private area, even though you still have to do erev chatzeros. Ela yitma hachi yitma. What did we mean when we said this? Amar Rav Yehuda, mavu she'ene ra'ui l'shitof. Not that they didn't do the joining. It wasn't ready for them to do the joining because it didn't have enough walls. Either because it only had two walls and it needs a third, or because it only has three walls and it needs a fourth. But it's lacking in walls. And therefore you couldn't do the joining yet, because first you got to build the walls and then you can permit it through the joining. Hechshiro belechi, if the method that you used was lechi upright, hazarik l'socho chayiv, then it's a violation because that was the start of a partition, similar, by the way, to the way we see by sukkah, that it needs two walls plus a little more, and that makes it a private area, that makes it enclosed. Hechshiro bekoro, but if you're using the crossbeam, hazarik l'socho potter, when you throw from the public to the alleyway, you're potter, because you only made a line, and that line, Chazal said, permits you, because it was never really a public area, so it needed a line, and then you could carry. Alma kasava lechi misham mechitza v'kara misham heker. The lechi is because of a mechitza, it's a partition, and the kora, the crossbeam, is because of a heker, a demarcation. V'chinam arava lechi misham mechitza v'kara misham heker. That's how Rava learned. For Rava Omar, and the Gemara continues and tries to challenge this in some way. The Rambam, just to keep it simple, to have at least one opinion in our minds, is very specific. He says it's talking about a three-walled alleyway. The dead end is in place, and then it has two walls. That wall that's open to the public area, the Rambam says that's what was being discussed. So that if you add the lechi, that starts the fourth partition, and that makes it a private area, so that one who throws into it is considered transferring from public to private. If, however, this three-walled mavui, you used a kora, a crossbeam, so then that's only a demarcation. It has three walls. You weren't allowed to carry in it. Now that you put up the crossbeam, you're allowed to carry, but it's still not, according to the Rambam, a rishus hayachid. It's not private. You have to build a fourth wall for it to be private. The Ravid, one of the great commentators, argues and questions and says it's not a three-walled mavui, but for our purposes, just to explain this difference of approach, follow the Rambam, three walls, and then it's a question. Did you put up a lechi? Did you put up a kora? Lechi is a mechitza, it's the start of the partition. Kora, the upright, is only like you drew a line. Yashikoach, have a great day.